make sure you do everything you are doing here militarily.
Rí I dájú pé gbogbo ohun tó ṣe níbí lónìí ò ṣe bí ológun.
Power must change us in my life. No matter what the fate. Sing it again loud and clear. Power must change us in my life. Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say, just in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, power must change us.
reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord come. Oh, when the poor are reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, for the Lord come. Hallelujah, for the Lord come. Open the portals and the rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for a time like this.
Baba dupe lowo yin fun iru akoko ni.
And we praise your holy name for bringing us to this last power must change hands in this year.
As you look at me, wa si agbara gbadu oparo owo to kein.
For those who have been watching us online,
adupe fun awon to tin wo wa lori ero ayara
bi asa. For those who have been watching us on the satellite,
adupe fun awon to nwo wa lori amohun.
We thank you for what you have been doing at this program.
Adupe fun ohun ti e tin se ninu awon ipade wonyi.
We especially thank you for those who are brought here today to receive special presents from the Almighty.
Papa julo adupe lona asayan fun awon te mu wa sibi lona asayan lati le gba ebukun asayan lowo oga ogo.
Accept our thanks in Jesus name.
Gba ope wa loruko Jesu.
Father, we thank you because you are the one who is higher than the highest and greater than the greatest.
Baba dupe nitori eyin ni eni giga ju lo eyin ni eni to tobi ju eni ti tobi ju.
You are the one whose power is uncontestable.
Eyin ni agbara re o se ba fi gagbaga.
You are the one whose power moves from continent to continent.
Eyin ni eni na ti agbara re nlo lati akojo ko orilede sa kojo ko
orilede. From family to family, from village to village.
Lati idile si idile, lati ileto si ileto.
You are the one whose power is the absolute power and the imperial power.
Eyin agbara re je agbara giga julo olola ati ijoba to ga julo.
Accept our thanks in Jesus name.
Egba ope wa loruko Jesu.
According to the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this morning,
gege bi ti oro asotele to ti jade lo nipa owuro yi,
but all those who will partake of this particular program,
pe gbogbo awon ti o je olukopa ninu ipade toni,
will be candidates of turnaround testimonies.
Wo di eni ti o gba ijeri to n ye aye eni po.
Father, move in that power now in the name of Jesus.
Baba agbara na bayi ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Adupe Baba Orun.
Before you sit down,
ke to joko,
there are quick prayers I want you to pray.
Awon adura kankan wa ti mo fe ka gba.
Seven quick prayers I want you to pray.
Awon adura kankan meje ti mo fe ka yara gba.
Before the early angels depart from here,
ke awon angeli mo tete de ki won to kuro ni.
And the Lord said I should tell whoever is listening to me this morning,
Oluwazi ni ki n wi fun gbogbo eni ba n teti gbo mi lowuro yi,
that these seven prayers will attract seven different testimonies for all who will pray them.
Pe adura meje wonyi yo mu ijeri meje ototo wa fun gbogbo eni ba gba.
Let your voice roar like thunder as you say this after me.
Je ki ohun re o dun bi ara ni bo ti wi bayi tele mi.
Voice of strangers.
Ohun alejo.
Assigned to destroy my destiny.
Ti won ran lati pa ayan mo mi.
You are a liar.
Eke ni o.
Die. In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth, deal with the voice of the strangers. Wherever the strangers are, in Jesus' name we pray.
There
is a woman that came here crying. The Lord should tell you that those who gather themselves together to make you cry, before the end of this day, the angels of violence from heaven shall visit them. Powers speaking against my progress.
Eyin agbada to soro lodi si tesiwaju mi.
I bury you now.
Gbogbo eyin gbe bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and declare it.
Elani ke kigbe re.
Masete katende ke yabo shende raba. power speaking against my progress. I bury you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody is this meeting and they told you that you have cancer. You that cancer, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. And they shall be afraid out of their clothes. You arrows of cancer, go back to your senders now. You cancer power, I command you to dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Dry up. In the name of Jesus. That person, check your body now. Something is happening to you right there where you are. The arrows are going back to the senders. The pain there has completely disappeared and is drying up. Check yourself very well. And make sure you come and tell us here. Say, every power, tying down my breakthrough. Is that the loudest you can shout this important prayer? Catch fire!
Jonah!
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Masapiali katende yaboshende raba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. Abadura.
Someone said they wanted you to die this year, but the Lord said you will not die. But they are now saying, December is still there. December is still there. I have information for you. All those who want you to die this month, you shall bury them. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Voice of confusion.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Deal with the voice of confusion. I refuse to be confused. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Voices of infirmity. My life is not your candidate. Can I hear you roaring like fire? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Posete katenda yabo shende rabakatara bosanda. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. The evil power of your father's house that is against marriage. That is against marriage. That has already entered into your body. I bind those powers. and I command them to depart. In the name of Jesus. As the first person. That's number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. The evil wind that the enemy has blown into the womb of that sister, just as suddenly as it came inside of you, you can feel the wind moving out now. And there's a volcanic eruption of God's power in that womb area now. Every voice of the stranger speaking to demote me. Can you say that loud and clear? Let your voice roar like thunder. Oh God, Allah! Cut them off in the name of Jesus. Every voice of the strangers speaking to demote me. Oh God, arise. Cut them off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Someone here, the Lord said, right from January, even to this period, you have been fighting battles.
Lati January titi to fi dida igan ogun lo sha nja.
The Lord said, beginning from this very tomorrow,
ṣugbọn Oluwa wi pe lati ola ode oni,
you shall now begin to testify.
O bere si se jeri.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Because acidic confusion shall torment your tormentors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to three persons and be a prophet unto them. Say to them, look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend, your portion shall not be given to another. In the name of Jesus. Say to three persons. Three persons. Amen.
Amen.
Say this to three persons too. Look at somebody sitting there. Say, my friend, you shall break away from every cage of stagnancy.
Oh, yakuro, ninu gbogbo panpe idaduro soju
kan. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
You shall break away
Jakuro
from every cage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. Prophesy to three persons again. Say, my friend, your environment
àyíká rẹ
shall now be uncomfortable for dark forces.
Kò ní rọgbọ mọ fún àwọn agbára
òkùnkùn. In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ
Jésù. Say to three persons.
Níbẹ̀ wọ́n ní mẹ́ta.
Your environment.
Àyíká rẹ.
Now finally before you sit down.
Lákòótán kó tó wá jókòó.
Look for several persons you like so much.
Wá àwọn ènìyàn méje tó fẹ́ràn.
I say my friend.
Ọ̀rẹ́ mi.
Any power.
Agbárakágbára.
Waiting to see your bishop this year.
Tó ń dúró láti rí ìwé ìsìnkú rẹ lọ́dún.
Ṣàdá.
Yóò kú.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Say to seven persons.
Wíbẹ̀ fún ẹni méje.
Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have your seat, God bless you.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó, Ọlọ́run yóò kúkú fún wa.
And let's take our Bibles.
Ká sì gbé Bíbélì wa.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like you to turn to the person next to you.
Báko kọjú sí ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ.
Tell the person, my friend.
Òwe fún onítọ̀hún pé ọ̀rẹ́ mi.
Don't leave this meeting.
Má kúrò nínú ìpàdé yìí.
Until the final prayers have been said.
Títí táwọn fi gba àdúrà ìparí ìpàdé.
Say it to your friend again.
Wí bẹ́ẹ̀ fún ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ o.
That's an instruction, you must listen to it carefully.
Ìkìlọ̀ ni o sì ní láti gbọ́ dáadáa.
Amen.
Àmì.
Revelation
ìfihàn
versus wicked devices.
Láti kojú àrékérekè búburú búburú.
In Job chapter 5.
Job orí karùn-ún.
Verse 12.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá.
Job chapter 5.
Job orí karùn-ún.
Verse 12.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá.
Revelation
ìfihàn
versus wicked devices.
Láti tako àrékérekè.
Job 5:12.
Job orí karùn.
And you do well to listen to this very carefully.
Yóò sì dára bó bá tẹ́tí bẹ̀lẹ̀ jẹ́ gbọ́ ilé yìí.
Job 5:12 says.
Job orí karùn ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá wípé.
He disappointed the devices of the crafty.
Ó yí ìmọ̀ àwọn alárekérekè po.
So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ọwọ́ wọn kò lè mú ìdáwọ́lé wọn ṣẹ.
If you have found that scripture, can you read it loud and clear where you are?
Ẹgbẹ́ ìṣẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí kà á lóhùn òkè.
There is somebody in this meeting today.
Ẹnìkan bẹ nínú ìpàdé yìí lónìí.
Every device of the crafty against your life shall be disappointed.
Gbogbo ìmọ̀ àwọn alárekérekè lòdì sí ayé rẹ yóò gba ìtìjú.
It disappointed the devices of the crafty.
Oyi ma won alarekereke po.
Then their arms can no longer perform their enterprise.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ọwọ́ wọn kò lè mú ìdáwọ́lé wọn ṣẹ.
In Jeremiah chapter 11.
Nínú Jeremiah orí kọkànlá.
Verse 18.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
Jeremiah 11.
Jeremiah orí kọkànlá.
18-19.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún sí ìkọkàndínlógún.
Jeremiah 11
orí kọkànlá
18-19
ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún sí ìkọkàndínlógún.
And the Lord had given me knowledge of it.
Olúwa sì ti mú mi mọ̀.
And I know it.
Èmi sì mọ̀.
Then shows me their doings.
Nígbà náà ni ìwọ fi iṣẹ́ wọn hàn mí.
But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter.
Àní mo dàbí ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn ti o mo oju ile ti a mu wa fun pipa.
And I need not that they are devices against me.
Emi ko si mo pe won ti pinu buburu si mi wipe.
Say let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof.
Je ki a ke igi na pelu eso re.
And let us cut him off from the land of the living.
Ki a si ke kuro ni ile alaye.
That his name may be no more remembered.
Ki a ma se ranti oruko re mo.
You can see the device they have devised against that prophet.
Eori ipinu buburu ti won se lodi si woli na.
They say let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof.
Oni eje ki a ke igi na pelu eso re.
Let us cut him off from the land of the living.
Ki a si ke kuro ni ile alaye.
So that his name may be no more remembered. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to destroy your tree and your fruit. Any power that wants to cut you off from the land of living. Any power that does not want your name to be remembered anymore. Shall die suddenly in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Revelation,
if you want,
versus wicked devices.
Now
listen to me very, very carefully.
This is in your what?
Revelation,
if you want,
is an unveiling.
Oje ishibodu kuro,
a making known.
Fifin honey.
Revelation makes known the mind of God to man.
If you want, amajaki eru Olorun ko han si eniyan.
Revelation.
If you want,
is the ancestor of manifestation.
Ni baba nla baba ifarahan.
I pray.
O gbadura
that the Lord will open your eyes here today.
Oluwa yo se oloju ni bi loni.
And you will receive miracles that will shock your enemies and surprise your foes.
O gbadura yanu ti o ya awon ore re lenu ti o si se awon ota re ni ha.
Close your eyes and say this loud and clear.
Biju re ko wi bayi lohun rara.
Every Uzziah of my father's house. Blinding my eyes.
Don't fall to me.
Die! In the name of Jesus. Command Uzziah to die. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Every man
gbogbo eniyan
who has an information from the Almighty
to ni royin lati odo ga ogo
will always be an overcomer.
Yo ma je eni to nbori.
Information from the Almighty is a revelation.
Iroyin lati odo ga ogo.
There is an information that you need from heaven to make your life to be catapulted to its next level.
There
is a compass you need from heaven to show you where you are going. That compass is what you call revelation. The more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the more successful you become. You need an information about your life. There is a secret from heaven that you need in the battle of life. I pray for somebody here. You will experience a midnight manifestation that will catapult your destiny and change your story. Jacob had a manifestation in the night. Paul and Silas thought it was at midnight. That was a manifestation. I pray once again that you will experience a midnight manifestation. that will catapult your destiny. And I will change your story. Not only that, I'm praying for somebody as well. And this prayer is an arrow of the Holy Spirit specifically targeted to meet you at the point of your need. If your amen can be loud and clear, you will see the instant manifestation. Amen.
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 The prayer is this.
Adura wole.
Every midnight wickedness assigned against your life shall expire. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, every hand raised in violence against you shall wither. In the name of Jesus. Revelation,
if you want,
illuminates and will bring knowledge. Will bring to your knowledge the important decoded ministry mysteries of God.
I want a detour to she pataki.
Revelation makes you to discover those secret things about your life, your destiny, your environment, the people around you.
If you want your jacko mo, I won't win coco. If I hear it, I won't to yoka, I won't come.
Revelation gives you sound information about proper warfare.
If you want your funny roy to ye koro, nipa ogunjija.
It is possible to train a soldier how to handle a gun very well. It is possible for a soldier to be an expert at using his weapon. But he is a useless soldier who cannot even identify the enemy.
He's
also a useless soldier who does not recognize when the enemy has changed his tactics. Special announcement. Any child of the devil that is going into secret court, going into secret society, going into the occult, against anyone here. Special announcement to those people. I'm not talking to you.
I'm
talking to those people. Wherever they are, whether in the village, or in the cities, or underneath the tree. Special announcement to them. Any child of the devil going into secret
court,
going into evil society, going to the occult, against any child of God here, you better begin to write your will and prepare your will keeping. Because the God of Elijah shall disgrace you. Our life and our destiny is affected by evil princes of this of the unseen world. Our lives, our welfare, our destiny is affected by evil spirits who rule this world. They are affected by what the Bible calls spiritual wickedness in heavenly places.
ninu awon oju orun gege bi bibeli ti pe won won le ko ipa lori aye
ni. There is an invisible society of spirits.
Epe awon emi kan wa to je airi
behind all visible occurrences in this world.
Ti won be leyin gogbo isele ta le foju ri.
Anything that is happening physically in this world, there are invisible society of spirits behind them.
Awon ko to nsele ta nfoju ri laye yi awon ege mi airi won wa leyin won.
Don't deceive yourself.
Ma tun ra re je.
That what you cannot see, you cannot believe, it's pride.
Pe ohun ti o ri iwo le gbagbo igberaga ni.
Don't read your science above your brain.
Ma ka science ti re ju opolo re lo.
There are levels of happenings and operation that is beyond the human brain.
Awon isele wa ipele awon to nsele wa to gaju oye opolo lo.
But proud men will not understand it.
Iko awon agberaga eniyan oye eleyi le ma ye won.
There are invisible society of spirits all around us.
Awon egbe airi ti emi won be ti won yi wa ka.
Whether it's good or bad.
Iba se buburu iba se rere.
Fortunate or unfortunate.
Iba se lori re abi lori ibu.
There are aspects of life that occur as a result of the good and evil spirits that are affecting us.
Awon isele kan wa to nsele layika abi to kopa lori aye wa latari awon emi buburu tabi awon emi rere ti won le ni ipa.
There are sympathetic and hostile spirits fighting against each other and against us.
Awon emi to n ba ni kanu ati awon emi to n ponra won wa ti won bara won ja nigba miran won ma ba wa ja.
That's why it's dangerous to go to darkness to seek for help, because darkness can never fight darkness.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi léwu láti tọ òkùnkùn lọ láti wá ìrànlọ́wọ́, nítorí pé òkùnkùn kò lè bá òkùnkùn jà.
And the devil has no free gift for anybody.
Èṣù ò sì lẹ́bùn ọ̀fẹ́ kan tó fẹ́ fẹ́ nìkan.
The devil operates a primitive trade by barter.
Owó pàṣípààrọ̀ bí dayé àtijọ́ lè fi ń ṣe.
There are certain invisible cosmic beings which exist below God but above us.
Àwọn ẹ̀dá kan wà ní òfurufú tí wọn ò tó Ọlọ́run.
That have the power to disrupt the man, the human life, and perpetrate evil against human beings.
Wọn ní agbára láti dààmú ayé ènìyàn kí wọn sì ṣe ibi sí ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
They have the power to wreak havoc.
Wọn ní agbára láti fa ìjàmbá.
And it's a very serious matter.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le.
A white lady was saying something.
Obìnrin aláwọ̀ funfun kan ló ń sọ nǹkan.
She was present when the tsunami storms and waves came and destroyed lives.
O wa ni oju re ni ajaka tsunami to pa awon ebun awon ohun ni ati awon eniyan run.
She was there the previous night.
O wa nibe lale ojo to saju ojo isele na.
She went to the market with her friend.
O lo si oja pelu ore re.
And they met an old woman.
Won ti fa obirin arugbo kan pade.
A fortune teller.
Eni to ma nwo irawo.
Who will look at your palm and begin to talk?
Eni ti o wo atelewo re ti o si bere si riran.
A child of the devil.
Eshu.
So out of curiosity.
Eni wa be soju mi to.
This white girl gave her hand.
Obinrin alawo fun mi ba gbe atelewo re si waju.
And the woman look at her palm and say, "A very lucky girl."
Obinrin won si ba omo olorire ma ni o.
But tomorrow.
Sugbon lola.
Don't go to the beach.
Ma lo si ete okun.
Danger is coming.
Ewu n bo.
So they knew
one more
that problem was coming.
We were alarmed, but
to destroy
that
spirits that wreak havoc.
Awon emi ti won fa jamba.
And unless these spirits are arrested,
abi ta ba mu awon emi wonyi so,
unless we persistently and forcefully oppose them,
abi ta ba tako won takuntakun ati ni lemo lemo,
unless we drop our ice cream Christianity,
abi ta ba jawo ninu Christianity yoboke yoboke wa,
unless we drop our dancing all Sunday Christianity,
ta jawo ninu Christianity jijo jijo ni ojo Sunday,
unless we drop our chairman of this harvest, chairman of that bazaar Christianity,
ta ba jawo ninu Christianity ka se alaga bazaar ile ka se alaga ikore to,
we are in for serious trouble. from powers that we do not understand or we have not even mastered. So what I'm saying to you, all of you who are gathered here today, that whether you like it or not, spiritual warfare is unavoidable. That's why many churches who are not praying before are now praying MFM prayers. They have now seen that spiritual warfare is unavoidable. The history of failure and warfare can be summarized in two words: too late in preparation, too late in recognizing the potential danger of the enemy, too late in mobilizing forces for the attack. I'm praying for all of you who are gathered there this morning that it will not be too late for you in Jesus' name. We need the revelation knowledge. We need ability to see so that we can pray sharp shooting prayers. If there is anything you want from the Lord now,
say,
"Oh Lord, open my eyes." Open my eyes. So when he opens those eyes, you will see things. There are prayers you could pray, and you find yourself inside a witchcraft meeting. And you can see what they are planning and see what they are doing. So once you know their plan, then you know what to do. This was what Elisha was doing for that king. Anytime they were planning something, Elisha knew what they were planning. That's why I'm going to pray for you one prayer that our ancient fathers in the Lord taught us. They will pray for you like this: that may you be wiser than your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like fire. It is revelation that makes you wiser than
you know. It
makes you wiser. Ability to hear, to speak, and see is a great asset in spiritual warfare. When I was a very, very young Christian, I had participated in many useless prayer meetings. I've participated as a prayer bat in many prayer meetings.
A
prayer bat is somebody who is just praying, we cannot see anything. There was one like that. They rushing this girl to our prayer meeting. Hey, my stomach was rolling on the floor. The mother too brought us, said, pray. We started praying. The more we pray, the worse it became. Until one of us, whose eye was a little bit open, said, gentlemen, come. Let's ask this lady what's wrong with her stomach. Because I have a feeling we are not binding a demon here. Because God told me that she has just aborted. And the abortion has been wrongly done. So without asking, did you abort? Say yes. This morning. Where? Chemist. When did they begin to carry out abortion at chemists? So quickly, take her away. Bottom line, she died that night. The only child of her parents. The trouble with not seeing, not having revelation, is that you will be frustrated in the altar of prayer. There are two major days in the life of a man. The day in heaven, or hell, and the day on earth. The day in heaven, or hell, is the day when God or satanic host make decisions about you and your life.
Ni ojo ti Olorun ni orun tabi abi satani ati awon omo ogun re ti won se ipinu nipa aye re.
This is the spiritual original of all progress or problems.
Ele gangan ni oju lowo temi ti gbogbo itesiwaju tabi isoro.
For anything to happen on earth, there must have been a plan in the spiritual realm.
The day on
earth is the day of the physical manifestation of the decision of heaven or hell made about you. So what you do about day one is determined by the revelation you receive. If you have received spiritual revelation of visions, dreams, word of knowledge, you can intervene spiritually and do warfare at that point and cancel it.
Once
you cancel it at that level, there is no manifestation on earth. That is why we need the Holy Spirit, who guides, who hears, who speaks, who shows things to come, who tells us secret things. I pray that before you leave this place today, every device of the wicked against you shall be revealed, and the device shall be cancelled in the name of Jesus. So much about revelation. Devices. A device is a deceptive plan. A device is a tool or instrument. That is cleverly thought out. A device is a plan. Or a trick. That is used to get something that somebody wants. A device is a method of doing something to produce a particular result. Or effect. A device is like a bomb or an explosive that will explode and destroy. Devices in the spirit realm are deadly. And they are not easily detected. And in some cases, they are not easy to destroy. And in many ways, they have destroyed lives and destroyed destinies. That is why you need that revelation knowledge. To be able to know what device the enemy is manufacturing against you. And to deal with them. This is why. Immediately we finish this message, there are 14 strange prayers I'm going to ask you to pray. It's important you pray those prayers, even if you don't understand the prayer. The devil has many devices that is using against people these days. To some people, it provokes and incites them to take wrong actions. To To some people,
ti elomiran,
it will take away the seed of God from their heart.
Yo ba irugbin Olorun kuro lokan won.
To some people,
fun elomiran,
it will transform into an angel of light in order to lead them astray.
Yo parada, yo di angeli imole lati le si won lona.
To some people,
fun elomiran,
it will tempt them away from the path of righteousness.
Yo ton won kuro nipa ona ododo.
To some people,
fun elomiran,
it will condemn and accuse them.
Yo da won lebi yo si fesun kan won
until they feel unworthy or worthless.
Si won fi ma kara won si eni ti o ye.
To some people,
si elomiran,
just like Ananias and Sapphira,
gege bi ti Ananias ati Sapphira,
it will fill their heart with lies to keep back that which is devoted to God.
Yo kun okan won pelu iro lati le fa ohun to je ti Olorun seyin.
To some people,
si elomiran,
it will incite them into sin.
Yo ru won soke lati dese.
The sin will make, will push them far away from the Almighty. To some people, like Peter, he wants to sift them to get rid of their faith and make them feel that God no longer answers prayers. To some people, he wants to initiate them by force and control them by force. To some people, it causes them to ignore the warning voice of God. To some people, it makes them to fight spiritual war with physical weapons. To some people, it distracts them from reading their Bibles. Draws their attention to unhelpful things. To some people, it makes them lazy and lukewarm in prayer. So they become easy prey to the enemy. To some people, it prevents them from paying their tithes regularly. So that the devourers will have legal authority to operate. To some people, he uses a weapon of discouragement. To some people, he will send them seducing spirits. Like Samson. And after the seducing spirits, he will send in the witchcraft barbers to barb their
hair.
To some people, he uses unbelief against them. So some people, he makes them to hide their problems. And wear a mask and see there is no problem. To some people, it poisons their thoughts. So their thoughts will be the lawyer they have hired against themselves. To some people, it will send contrary winds against them. To some people, it will now wage direct warfare. Not hiding. Direct warfare. That's why any dream of seeing yourself in the court of judgment should be taken seriously. Because in the coven court, you cannot hire a senior advocate to defend you. Your relatives may not be helpful. They may even be members of the coven. There is nobody who is going to help you to get out of their spiritual black maria once you are in that court.
So
this is why dreams of being summoned by aggressive people standing trial in court should not be taken lightly. I decree upon somebody here that every coven summon against your spirit man will be scattered to pieces. He shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus. direct attack.
Igbogutara.
The enemy sometimes comes to people and wants to directly drink their blood.
So
any dream of losing your blood should not be taken
lightly.
Blood can be spiritually withdrawn. Such a person will now feel
lifeless.
Feeling suicidal. Who have sicknesses that would defy medicine.
That
would be confused dreams. I pray for anyone here whose blood has been taken to any satanic altar. I withdraw your blood from that altar. In the name of
Jesus.
I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of
Jesus.
I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of
Jesus.
That is why any dream too of seeing yourself taking examinations that have already passed before, see yourself back to where you used to be. Old rooms, old house, back as an apprentice. Back to primary school, should be taken seriously.
Oh, God of all, yeah,
those are dreams of retrogression.
Allah,
it's a device to send you back.
I
pray for somebody here this morning. Every power that is pressing down your head to prevent you from rising to the level the Almighty wants you to be, I bury that power now. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of
Jesus.
That's why too. Any dream of sluggish animals should not be taken lightly. Tortoises, snails, all those sluggish animals. It's a device to reduce your speed. But I pray that the God of Elijah shall increase your speed. Your speed shall increase. In the name of Jesus. You say, sir, I want this revelation power. I want this kind of revelation power. How do I get into the revelation knowledge? I use it to fight my battles. Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. That is, you must become a friend of God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Be a friend of God. Two, you must repent from every known sin. There must not be sin in your life. Three, you must live a fasted life. Live a fasted life.
You
see, the end of this year is an interesting end. The last day is on a Thursday. Amen.
Amen.
Live a fasted life. Jesus said, this kind goeth not forth apart from fasting and prayer. Then pray with expectation. Pray with expectation. Ask the Lord to open your eyes and to open your understanding. It's after that you now begin to wage war against the devices of the enemy that has been specially fashioned against you. That's why the Bible says no weapon fashioned fashion.
Ti ase.
No, it's like somebody going to a tailor.
O dabi eni to lo le tailor.
To get some dresses sewn.
To ni kan bo ranso.
The man will take your measurement.
Tailor yo gba
fashion it to fit you.
Yo si ran aso na lati ba o.
The enemy fashions devices for people.
O da ma se to arekereke fun awon eniyan.
To some people is food.
Fun elomiran oje.
Some is alcohol.
Fun elomiran oti.
Some is the opposite sex.
Elomiran obirin tabokunrin.
He has made a thorough study.
O ti se ayewo won daada.
That's why I pray one more time.
Idi niyan ti mo fi gbadura lekan si.
That every device of the crafty against your life.
Gbogbo arekereke abi imo awon alarekereke lodi saye re.
Shall be scattered to pieces in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Rise up on your feet now.
Edide duro nisisiyin.
But you see, if you are here today,
ti mo ba wa ni bi loni,
and you are not born again,
ti o si ti di atunbi,
you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus,
ti o ti fi aye re fun Jesu,
don't waste time.
Ma fi akoko sofo.
Just rise up where you are.
Dide duro nibi to ba wa.
And find a way to the altar at the front here.
Ko ma bo ni waju pepe to nbe ni waju nibi.
Or any of the two altars at the back.
Abi okan ninu awon pepe meji to wa lowo eyin.
You have a few minutes to do so.
Iseju die lo wa fun ola.
Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I
don't
want to receive revelation and disgrace the enemy. Very quickly, rise up on your feet and come to the altar here. Just a few at the altar. I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children.
Baba,
I pray, oh Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Many of us have suffered for too long. Many have lost what they are supposed to have. Many have been disgraced where they should receive honor. Many have been pursued by the wicked powers of their household. Many have fallen into evil devices. Many have already been caged. Many have been threatened physically and spiritually. Many have their dreams lives becoming like a battlefront. Many are rejoicing on the minimum. When God maximum for them to pursue. Many have been unconsciously caged. And they are not even aware that they are in a cage. Because of that. Right there where you are. Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will make the enemy escape your arrow of prayer today. Begin to ask him to forgive you. It's important you do this very well. Because of the 14 strange prayers we need to pray now. Strange and powerful prayers. Try the Lord to forgive you. Any sin in my life, oh Lord, that will assist the enemy to hide from my arrow of prayer. Father, forgive me.
Baba,
cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. You have an opportunity which you must not waste. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Time.
Akoko.
For these 14 strange prayers.
Fun adura merinla to se ajeji.
The agenda of this prayer as vomited by the Holy Ghost.
Eto adura won gege bi emi mo ti po kale.
Is to dismantle any device.
Lati doju gbogbo are kereke bole.
Whether it's witchcraft device, whether it's familiar spirit, whether it's occult, wherever it is coming from, it is important that you pray like a man or woman from another world. It is important that your voice roars louder than anyone next to you. Because there are miracles and testimonies attached to all these prayers. And I don't want you to miss out on any one of them. Let all the sisters who are in this meeting shout
hallelujah.
Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? It is without volume. I want the sisters to say this after me. Say, any power that has accepted witchcraft for my sake. Can I hear the sisters shouting louder? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. Hear the word of the Lord. Be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Something is happening immediately now. We pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
I wish you could see what just happened now. That sister here. The powers that have been eating your seed.
Awon agbara to tin je irugbin re.
Eating your baby in the womb.
Tin je omo re ninu re.
Those powers have been silenced forever. And before this time next year.
They're
going to come here with mighty testimonies. That's right. The village witchcraft that has been pursuing anyone here has been scattered to pieces. That person who came out with a breathing problem. Right there where you are. Breathe in the fire of the Holy Ghost. And breathe out. And the arrow of that breathing problem will go. Say this loud and clear. Sharp teeth of the enemy. Over my life. Break my fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Break their sharp teeth. Makapasia likatendera bosan. Rapali kantenda. Balakatende ya boshente rabonta. Break their sharp teeth. By fire. In the name of Jesus. Break their sharp teeth. Break it. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Lord, said that somebody here.
Oluwa wipe enikan be ni.
The enemy is rejoicing and thinks that you are finished.
Ota nyo o si lero ko ti tan fun o.
I have a word to you from the Lord.
Oni oro fun o latodo Oluwa.
That
pe
those who think you are finished,
awon to lero ko ti tan fun o,
they are coming to celebrate with you.
Wa bo lati wa ba o sajoyo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oseun Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oseun Jesu.
Say this loud and clear.
We buy low, okay.
Satanic devices. Over my life.
Lord, hear me.
Be disappointed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and deal with the devices. Be disappointed by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Who is that woman who brought a baby here with a hole in the heart?
Dani arabinrin na to gbe omo kan wa sibi ti omo na ti ni ihole ninu okan re.
Lay your both hands on the head of that baby right there where you are.
Ke owo re mejeji le ori omo yen nibi to wa.
Two hands. If you need to take the baby out of your back, do so now.
Owo mejeji bo ba se se ko gbe omo un kuro leyin to kan si yara se
be. Lay your two hands upon the head of the baby.
Ke owo re mejeji le ori omo na.
The electric current power of the Almighty will flow through those hands.
Inu agbara monomono je to go yo la owo na ja.
Into the baby.
Wo ara omo na.
And the hole in the heart shall be melted away.
Iwo inu oko yo ti pora.
That's right.
Benny.
Somebody's been healed.
And the gang boy was on.
From this power of disgraceful skin disease.
Lo lo wa para run awo to finish as in.
Which is actually a mark of hatred the enemy has placed upon you.
Ah mi korira to ta fi se olara lo je.
The blood of Jesus has wiped them away.
Eje Jesu Christi ti pa wole.
This number 4 prayer.
Adura ekerin yi.
Pray with violence and anger.
Ba pelu binu ati pa.
Say every law of death.
Gbogbo fiku.
Over my life. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Break the law of death.
For ofiku.
Break it.
For.
Thank you, Jesus. Makapota sendi akayabo. Ribo sapala kayabo shenta. Mana kantarabo. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is going to happen to 10 persons. Your internal organs that have been stolen by the enemy shall return back into position. That's number one. Go back to the hospital to check tomorrow. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Seven. Number eight. Number 9. And that's number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The fifth prayer. It is dangerous to allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Say any enchantment.
Go, go in fire.
Acquired from any house I have entered. Can I hear you saying that? Your voice is not loud enough.
Oh, you lo so to do.
In the name of Jesus, kill the enchantment.
By fire now.
Percenta likatende kiyabo. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
That's right.
Ojabe.
The spirit of torment.
Emi idaloro.
Is departing.
Ojade.
The spirit of stroke.
Emi lalagbara lese.
Of tumors.
Emi
of migraine, cataract of the eye, evil ringing in the ears, bad breath, evil swelling in the body, bone problems. Yes, those spirits are living now. The spirits behind the burning feet, the asthma, and the problem in the heart. Just that spirit is living now. You, the spirit of stiffness in the backbone, of terminal illnesses, of poison in the blood, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is prayer number 6. Say, every biting and swallowing demon, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to bind them. The biting and the swallowing demon, bind them now. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here this morning. Jericho walls,
oh, the Jericho,
challenging my breakthrough. Clear away in the name of Jesus. Deal with the Jericho walls. Jericho was challenging my breakthrough. Clear away now. In Jesus' name we pray. These next two prayers, it is dangerous to sit down. It's dangerous to keep quiet. Say, evil dreams. Others have about me. Can you shout this loud and clear? I cancel you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Cancel it. Any evil dream other people are having about you, cancel it in the name of Jesus. Masekapote lakaya boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
The Lord said,
Oluwa wipe,
There are some people here
who have
just prayed that last prayer that within the next 1 week you shall have uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Now say, every power pouring blood on the ground against me,
die!
In the name of Jesus. That's right. Makato sepela kaya bo shenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Aha. Every power assigned to number me amongst the wasted. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? That somebody needs to shout this prayer loud. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wasted. Masopola kaya boshendera bosante. Dakatende ya boshentera bokosonte yaba. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
We are praying 10 prayers out of 14. The last four, we're going to pray it just as we're about to go home. Because I want you to go away from there with that anointing upon you. So wherever you enter, darkness you flee. Wherever you enter, tragedy will scatter. So don't go until you pray the last four. Father, I pray right now for anyone in this meeting right now that has any infirmity in any part of the body. It is written, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. If you have any sickness on any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. Because in the next few seconds, the power of God shall hit you where you are. And plenty of miracles of healing will begin to happen. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus
that
any spirit of infirmity afflicting anyone here, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of
Jesus,
every curse of infirmity be broken in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive it. In the name of
Jesus.
Every weak organ, receive strength in the name of
Jesus.
Check your body now.
Yara re wo nisisin.
The swollen feet and ankle.
Ese ati orun ese to
ti. The heart problems.
Isoro inu okan.
Normal blood pressure.
Eje ti eje riru to
se. The irregular heartbeat.
Okan mimi to nse se
ke. Evil growth in the body. Problems in the liver, intestine, the kidney, and the bladder. The power of God is removing all these problems. Check your body now. Check it very, very well. Everybody will say this after me, the way I'm going to say my own. Say, I decree. By the decree of heavens, that as this year is going to an end, I shall not experience sorrow. Bad news shall not be my lot. Every power assigned to make me cry shall be disgrace. 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 My God shall arise and disgrace every oppressor that wants to oppress me. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are now. There are three songs I want you to sing before we conclude this service. The more aggressively you sing that song, the better for you. And it will be dangerous for you to keep quiet. As the kind of warfare singing is going on, make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Make sure that you are singing the song with faith in your heart. The first song I want you to sing is Holy Ghost. I need a change by fire. Can I hear you saying that? Is that the loudest who can shout it? Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
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 Go ahead, go ahead.
Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
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 Connect me to my miracle.
Holy Ghost, 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 connect me.
Oh yeah, Holy Ghost, connect me to my miracle.
Holy Ghost, connect me to my miracle.
Oh yeah, Holy Ghost, connect
the final song I want you to sing.
Itokai,
like a warrior.
Biologu.
Say it after me. Say, jump out. Jump out. Evil arrow in my body. Jump out. I want you to sing it with faith in your heart, with violence. As you are singing it, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out.
Jump out, oh, jump out.
In Jesus' name.
Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Oh, yeah, oh, jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. Jump out, oh, jump out. Jump out. Even arrow in my body, jump out, jump out, oh, jump out, jump out, oh, jump out. Even arrow in my body, oh yeah, even arrow in my body, even arrow in my body, oh, even arrow in my body, oh, even arrow in my body, even arrow in my body, even arrow in my body, even arrow in my body. Even arrow in my body, oh yeah, even arrow in my body, hey, even arrow in my body, even arrow in my body,
yes,
even arrow in my body, 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 even arrow in my body.
Silence now. It's happening. All those things you sang.
I won't call.
They are coming out. Anything planted into anybody's life, it's an evil tree that the Lord has not planted. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you,
Baba, dupe,
for what you have done here this morning,
and
for what you shall continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every miracle here, let it be covered with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your prayer letters and stretch it towards this altar. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread our letters before you after the order of
Ezekiah.
Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request on this paper, or written in the tablet of our hearts, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that your miracle will manifest in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that every miracle you have lost from January to this day, you shall possess them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, our final four prayers, which I want you to pray with all your strength and all your power. We got just 1 or 2 minutes to pray them. But those minutes, use them with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you pray this first one, anybody has been Asia in the spirit realm shall be released. And anyone here that has received any evil letter, the evil letter shall be withdrawn. Anyone who has been having attacks from the spirit of death and hell, the attack shall clear away. Say, every satanic alignment, against my destiny, be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Scatter the alignment of the enemy.
Aha.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
You will now mention your name.
O daruko re.
The louder the better.
To ba ti gohun soke do.
Daniel Olukoya.
Ezekiel Akimbo.
Ara.
Dido.
Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus.
Jesu.
Open your mouth and decree upon your life. Daniel Olukoya,
right?
Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power issuing curses upon my life, shut up now! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Can you shout that loud and clear? Allah! Spit fire into the camp of my enemies. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud and
clear.
Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Masete kaya bo shendera bo kontea. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget on the 31st of this month, which is the last day of the month, we shall gather here for crossover prayer meeting. The meeting will start 7 p.m. But there will be a mini concert from 4 p.m. When we shout Happy New Year, we continue our prayers for a little bit. Then you can break your fast eating anything you like. I decree that you shall be here with mighty testimonies. Father, I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. The Lord will bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious upon you. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From that comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. For that keepeth you in our slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. Lord, shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. It is well with you. It is well with your family. Every tragedy and disaster left in this year shall not be your lot. Wherever you appear, tragedy and sickness shall flee. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.